This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Amy's in Tennessee, and Amy's was good enough to hold for 5 minutes. Amy, sorry to keep you waiting. Listen, you had a question for us, right?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. What former NFL linebacker played for the Tennessee Titans hails from Milan, Tennessee?
Was it Al Wilson?
No.
He was from Jackson, Tennessee, but I don't know if he played for the Titans. When was this?
2014. He went on to play for the Jets.
Played in the NFL. Well, what was his first name?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's what I'm looking for.
All right, well, then just tell us his last name.
Good, Tim.
No. Okay, I'll give you his first name, Avery.
Avery, okay. From Milan, Tennessee, played in the NFL. You're going to have to help us out. Go ahead.
I don't know the answer to that.
Go ahead. What's the answer?
His family lives on my mail route, so I'm lucky enough to run into him on occasion.
Wow.
And Avery Williamson.
Okay. Is he still active in the NFL? Or?
No, he actually does camps here in town with a lot of the youth, and he's really great guy.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
It's awesome. You know, today so many athletes, especially pro athletes,
Make bad choices.
Yeah, get in the news for the wrong reasons. It's good to hear that. Absolutely. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Take care and appreciate all our mail carriers.
Hey, after Amy did that, Ed, will you read what I have underlined there?
Oh, this is always dangerous.
No, you can trust me. Our other Brent printed this out for me when I was walking down the hall.
All right. Monica Flynn, the founder of the Tucson, Arizona restaurant El Charo, accidentally dropped a burrito into the deep fat fryer in the early 1950s.
You're not supposed to say fat. you need to use another word.
I'm not
word.
Fat shaming, though.
Use another word.
The deep fryer. How's that?
Thank you.
All right.
It's hurtful.
She exclaimed chimichanga, a Spanish equivalent of thingamajig. Knowledge and appreciation of the dish spread slowly outward from the Tucson area, with popularity elsewhere accelerating in recent decades. Wow.
Isn't that something?
True.
And it says something about 1922. She was the founder of that restaurant, established in 1922, and then that happened in the 1950s. Yeah.
Wow.
Just by mistake.
A lot of things were by mistake. The microwave.
Joe Biden. there's just some things that have been by mistake.
And Tim passing algebra.
No, I think failing algebra was a mistake.
I think silly putty was a, accidental thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Trivia Friday rolls on. Who's next, Ed?
I was also going to say those Reese's cups, because somebody accidentally, dropped chocolate in their peanut butter. You remember the commercial? They wouldn't lie about that.
No, that's a documentary.
Yeah.
That's more than a commercial.
You got peanut butter on my chocolate. No, you got chocolate on my peanut butter. And thus we had Reese's.
Rest is history.
Cups. Yeah, rest is history.
All right.
All right. You're not too impressed with that, huh? All right, Tennessee.
Just believe anything you hear, won't you, Ed?
Abraham Lincoln said you can trust the internet.
Yeah, just Captain Gullible over here.
Captain Gullible. that's me, Captain Gullible. Hey, Daddy, do you really live in Tennessee?
You're killing it this morning.
Challenging our listeners.
welcome to Trivia Friday, Daddy. I believe you.
This is Trust But Verify Vitagliano sitting beside me.
Welcome, Daddy.
Actually, I live in Olive Branch, Mississippi.
I knew
All right.
Should never have believed this computer.
Danny, here's the church name for you. I know you know the church. Emmanuel Baptist Church. Dr. May.
Yeah, the neighbor that goes there. Great church.
Great church. My daughter, Maddie, is the children's director there. She's a senior at Blue Mountain Christian University, but also a children's director at a wonderful church, Emmanuel Baptist Church, Dr. Stan May. And they're the ones that came up with a study Bible, that chronological study Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey,
I got one.
You have one?
I have one. Yes, my neighbor is a member there at that church, and I've been there for a few functions from time to time. And we actually had a neighborhood watch meeting there at the church because it was a nice facility to use. It was 5 minutes away from our neighborhood, and we went there and had our nice meeting there. And Brother Stan was just very cordial and just a great guy to be around.
Yeah, he and his wife, Iva, they were missionaries. He's a professor at Blue Mountain Christian University. Wonderful people. Hey, Danny, ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I would like to answer one of Tim's questions.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Danny. Which one do you want to give a shot? Give a shot.
I'd like the bonus question with the mug. Hopefully I get it right about the farmer question, the common saying.
Okay, let me repeat it for those who just tuned in, and then Danny's going to answer it for us. Question for an AFR stainless steel travel mug is this. What is a common saying that uses something farmers do to express taking advantage of opportunity? And the answer is what, Danny?
Making hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, that's
right.
Making hay while the sun shines. Did you guys know that?
I did not.
I was thinking pulling the wool over somebody's eyes.
No.
I'd be more shepherds instead of farmers.
You got it right, brother. It's
wonderful.
Yes, making hay while the sun shines. That's the answer to the question.
Danny, did you do some farming growing up, or are you from a farming family?
Actually, from a farming family. Daddy used to say that a lot. He was a sharecropper in Arkansas years and years and years ago.
Yep, I've heard that.
He always talked about making hay while the sun shines.
Hey, Danny, I know you got a question for us, but just make sure when we're through on the air, do not hang up. We'll put you on hold. Dr. Robert Youngblood will get your information so we can send you a travel
book. We won't violate any HIPAA laws.
No HIPAA laws will be violated.
Yeah.
All right, what's your question for us, Danny?
Okay, I know you guys have listened for a long time. This is my first time calling in. I know you have a lot of questions about the Andy Griffith Show. Here's one maybe I've never heard on there. Hopefully someone's never asked it before. What were the names of the two ladies that never actually appeared on the show?
Okay, so
Ed be the best one for this.
Brother Bert.
It was I know the operator.
That's one.
What was her name though?
Yeah, because you can hear Andy always saying whatever her name was, Stella or whoever. You know,
I can't remember. I just can't remember.
Sarah.
Was it Sarah?
Yes, that was it. Sarah was the operator. She never appeared on the show. And then the other one was Barney's sometime girlfriend. He wrote a poem about her one time. What was her name?
Is it Ruth Buzzy?
No. You mean the one he wrote? He said
she was an operator.
The pain in my heart bespeaks the love of my. I forget how it was worded.
See, we told you Ed was going to know,
but I don't know if that's. I don't know if that's.
That's like Shakespeare.
Yes. Yeah. Some of this is a little fuzzy. I haven't watched the show in a while. Am I on the right track with that? It was something to do with the.
I'm not sure on the poem part, but he was only talking to her on the phone, and randomly Andy and Barney would bring up.
She worked at the diner.
Yes,
she worked at the diner, and I can't recall her name.
Alice.
Alice is right.
What's the name? Danny?
Juanita.
Let me tell you, I don't want to, because I'm like Tim, I watched one of those behind the scenes, and this is going to be disappointing to you. The reason why you never saw Sarah or Juanita. AI generated.
AI
generated. Back in the day?
Yes. It weren't real.
Early
on? It was an AI generated thing, so that's why they weren't really there early.
Because I remember Barty singing. He was singing something to her with his back turned to the door. Andy walked in and he was Juanita. and it was some corny song. And Andy caught him doing it. It was pretty funny.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Hey, Danny, stay on the phone. Congratulations on winning that mug. Great job.
Yeah.
We need to get the phone number again.
I think so.
What happened to all our callers?
Abandoned us.
Yeah, we
I mentioned AI one time, and they turned on us.
You're right, JJ. We have Joe from Texas on there.
We got Joe from Texas. I don't know what happened to everyone else, but hey, Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm. Solar eclipse.
Glad to be here.
Or the cicadas.
Hey, Joe, thanks for calling, buddy. Where do you live in Texas?
Live in Frisco.
Okay. Well, listen.
Yeah, first time caller, too. I've been listening to y'all for years.
Oh, great.
Well, bless your heart, and thanks for calling.
What's awesome is I have my own automotive shop, and I plan my jobs each day based on each show. So, like, from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, that's how I plan all my days, is by the shows.
Well, hey, all right. You're honored.
Yeah, that means a lot. Thank you.
Hey, just for saying that, we're going to send you a stainless steel AFR travel mug.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, my neighbors came over one day and said, Joe, you sure are playing your speaker loud. We can hear you all over the complex. I said, great. Everybody needs to hear this stuff.
Hey, Joe, stay on the line after after you ask an answer.
Joe.
Make sure and stay on the line so we can get your address and send this to you. And sincerely, thank you for your love for AFA and AFR.
Joe, one request thank I would you. Make, when you get the travel mug, take a picture of yourself balancing it on your head.
Okay. Sure, I'll do that.
And just send it to our email.
Or just email it to random people.
There you go.
Day.
I will actually do that for you.
All right.
I'll do
you
it
know,
in the
we
middle
should,
of my stuff.
We should actually start asking people to do that. And we could put up, have a wall of pictures with people balancing the...
We can make that happen. All right, go ahead, Joe. Ask, answer, both.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question in a minute, but it's going to be one of my own, so I don't know if you'll know the answer. But I want to answer, who had the one about the turkey?
That was
That one's been answered. You talking about when what sport is accomplishing a turkey considered a good thing?
Oh, that one was answered. I guess I missed that part.
What's the answer?
Oh, because I used to do this when I was younger. I was a YBA bowler. It's in bowling.
Okay. Yes.
Wow.
So you would
have
had
it. Have you ever had one? Turkey?
Oh, yeah. I had numerous. I used to carry a 200 average when I was competing all over Central California when I lived there. And luckily, I got out.
What?
That's some serious average right
luckily
there.
Luckily, you got out. Like, is that controlled by the mafia or something?
California. Luckily, you got out of California.
Oh, California.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was,
yeah.
I was a YBA bowler and competed all over Central California when I was
got
a teenager.
Wow, that's impressive.
Oh, Central California, there's some sane people there, right?
There's a couple. I think the rest of us left.
And Dwight Yoakam. And
well, unfortunately, I don't remember the other questions, so
Just hold on, Joe.
I got multiple choice.
We need to repeat our questions for the last time anyway.
That's right.
Okay.
So the last time today on this show, we'll repeat our questions, and Joe, just hold your choice until we finish. Go ahead.
No, we can say hold your horses. He's in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You'll know.
All right, here are my three. And the first one's a true false, so you may want to latch on to this one, Joe, but the American game of baseball is the national sport of Japan. Is that true or false? Second question, what sporting event is held every Memorial Day? And third question, what is the signature food dish served at Wimbledon? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. Now, this is multiple choice, so you got a 1 out of 3 chance. Mm-hmm. On average, how often do your taste buds regenerate? Is it 10 days, 30 days, or 90 days? On average, how often do your taste buds regenerate?
Days?
Days. 10 days, 30 days, or 90 days.
You could have a chimichanga and never really taste it.
Oh, back in the winter when you had the hot chocolate and you didn't realize they left it in the micro, and you were like, ouch, ouch. And you said, man, I've scalded my tongue.
Does that kill?
All you got to wait is 10 days or 30 days or 90 days. It's one of those.
Oh, okay.
Then the next question. What was the name of Rhett and Scarlett's daughter in the movie Gone with the Wind, or I guess the book or the movie? Tim?
My question, I have two questions left. Alaska, Texas, and California are the three largest states by landmass. What's the next state? What's the fourth largest state by landmass in the U.S.? My other question is, only three golfers have ever won the Masters tournament 4 times or more. And they're all very famous people. Who are the three golfers? Okay, go ahead. Which one do you want to answer, Joe?
Best one I'm going to have a chance is the Japan question with baseball. Because the rest of them I know I don't know.
Okay. All right, the American game of baseball is the national sport of Japan. Joe, is that true or false?
I would say true, because I know a lot of Japanese do play baseball.
Yes.
A lot of Japanese do play it, but it is not the national sport.
Sumo wrestling?
Sumo wrestling.
No, it's
sumo.
Not.
Sumo wrestling.
Is it really?
Is the national sport of Japan.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
That yep. explains a lot.
That's a unusual sport, to say the least.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Huh?
I'll watch it
Dude,
for the wardrobe.
Not, you're not big enough. I was going to say the other one. Yeah. But
you better hope the boys don't start playing the girls in that one.
None of that transgender nonsense over there.
Now, this is a little known fact. I don't know much about sumo wrestling, but the ones that won it, the whole thing, the Super Bowl, the World Series of the sumo thing, the ones that handle their money, it's the Kelvin Pratt and Windsor. They take their investment.
Investment firm?
Yeah, they're not going to squander that money.
That
yeah.
Bitcoin.
All right, Joe, what's your question for us?
So good.
Well, it has to do with the business I'm in, and it is one of the most common questions we get. So you have a random choice of getting this one right. What's the most common question most shops, especially mine, get when people call in with a problem for their car?
Okay, so you're a mechanic. Is that right? A mechanic
yeah.
shop?
I have my own automotive shop here in Frisco.
I know the most common expression probably is, it's making a sound.
Making this noise. Yeah.
It's making a noise. I'm going to put my phone up to it.
But so it won't do it when you get to the shop. It'll make it for yeah. a month, and you pull up there, and the ticking yep. or clicking yeah. or clanking will yeah. stop.
The common phone call I get when people call in, they say, Joe, and then this question is literal. In fact, I wrote a book because of it.
Wow.
Really? Okay. What is it?
Yeah.
What's the
My
answer?
Car won't start.
My car won't start.
That's a good name for a book.
Yeah,
so you wrote a book
name.
About the call that? What was the book about?
Yeah. It's basically the most common questions that people ask mechanic shops, and it's not a do-it-yourself fix-it, but it's just a way for people to know what to ask and how to bring their car to the shop and say, hey, this is what it's doing and how to present information and questions to look for yourself. It's about to come out, hopefully, in the next few months. Just a little booklet.
That's good.
So my car won't start by Joe.
So,
yep.
So Joe.
You want to give your last name or not? The IRS after you.
Sure, I don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Trust me, I'm already known out there anyway, but
okay.
Matthias, M-A-T-H-I-A-S.
Okay, well, we'll look for that book.
So, Joe, don't get me started about what an amazing.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, don't get me started with what Ford had with the 7.3, and when they started monkeying around with the other ones, then you had to bulletproof them, spend
$10,000,
$15,000, and then changing the wonderful Chevy motor from 8 to 4-cylinder, and then all of a sudden about 100,000 miles your lifters go out, and you have to. What's
I replaced
that?
Several of the. That's a 5.3 with the AFM system, and I replace a lot of lifters in those just for that reason.
And what's that thing they say? Make sure and go and get the get it deleted. You have to get that delete to keep that from happening. But shame on those guys for trying to cheap out because they had great motors, and then they tried to use inferior bolts and things like with the 6.4, 6.0, and.
Are you talking
car shop with each
other? Are you showing off or are you making stuff up?
No, it's just I'm a car guy, but I don't get to talk to anybody about it. But Joe knows exactly what I'm saying.
I usually say, Joe, it's usually the Spencer valve or the Flacker switch. Either one of those is usually the source of a lot of. Yeah, yeah. All right, hey.
So what was are we through with? Questions and answers.
Yeah, yes. He was asking us that question. But hey, watch for Joe's book that comes out. My car won't start. What's your last name, Joe?
Matthias.
So you just call you up on the phone at your shop, and that's the first thing they say.
My car won't start.
That's the number one question. In fact, I got tired. I got so. Not say tired, but it happens so often that I finally decided, you know what? Because I had to do the same explanation to everybody and the same questions all the time. So I came up with this little book for people to look at and go, well, let me try this first. They want to have their car towed to me. Instead of spending $150 to have it towed, I said, look, go buy a $3 battery terminal cleaner. And about half the time, it's just a battery terminal that's dirty. So they fix
it out of gas. Yeah,
I would say, yeah, I would just leave a message on the voice recorder, you know, if you're calling to say your car doesn't start. Just go to Google.
Yeah, otherwise, but he needs the business, though.
Otherwise, stay on the
phone. You know what my mechanic always tells me when I call and say that? He says, what? Just reboot it.
Reboot it.
Yeah. But everybody can't afford, says that? Everybody can't afford to drive an electric car like you, Ed.
All right, Joe.
Thank you,
Joe, I'm going to put you on hold so Robert can get your information and we can send you the stainless steel travel mug.
So you're like putting Joe on the phone call rack.
Yes.
Right?
That's
like
right.
Puts a car on the rack.
That's right.
Hey, that's
on hold.
Good.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. So a lot of these common car problems, they've tried to cheap out, you know, just to everybody, and everybody's having the same problems. But they'll say, nothing to see here. We're not going to have a recall. And you're like, this is not a coincidence that everybody's,
right.
you know, newer model Chevy Suburban, the transmission's gone out, you know, just after, you know, 60, 70,000 miles.
Yeah.
Or some of those other engines that had trouble, you know.
Then you got the solar block thing.
Well, that solar flare.
You mix that in.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, that's going to cause some problems. Or some good things are going to happen.
I have been clueless for the last 5 minutes.
Really?
I haven't understood any of these discussions.
You haven't let it show.
No.
We're
about out of time. Let's go.
Yeah, boys.
Okay, you want one more call?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, we go to Indiana.
Bring forth unto us.
Oh, Indiana, and Scott is on the line. Scott, welcome to Trivia Friday. Scott, you there?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Hey, we're coming up
okay.
to the end. We're coming up to the end of the program, so we're going to have to get right yes. to it. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The Wimbledon.
Okay.
There we go.
All right, what is the signature food dish served at Wimbledon, Scott?
That would be strawberries and cream.
Strawberries
yes, wow.
and cream.
Yeah, that
right.
was one of the. That was a great song in the 70s.
It was.
Yeah, it was. But, and Peaches and Cream sang it, didn't they?
They did.
All right, Scott, what's
yes,
your question
sir.
For us?
Strawberries.
How much does a standard bushel of shelled corn weigh?
A standard bushel?
Yes.
We just want to say that Blanche has got a washer and a dryer for sale. A standard bushel of corn is for sale. Hog bellies are down 10 cents a pound.
On the Chicago Mercantile.
Hey, we don't know. You got three city boys. We don't know, but we're going to learn something on Learning University. What's the answer?
All right, it's 56 pounds.
All right, we're never going to forget that.
56.
Hey,
Joe DiMaggio.
Ed was been thinking about getting a tattoo. Put on there a standard, have them write that on your lower back. A standard bushel of corn is how much again?
A tattoo?
Yes.
56
pounds.
56
pounds.
Hey, okay. You know how I remember that? Joe DiMaggio had a 56-game hitting streak, Scott.
So how, is that going to
hurt? Before my time.
Having all that tattooed?
No.
On my lower back?
No, it's going to be, you'll be able to remember it. And you're mostly your wife and kids will be able to remember it, and grandkids.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, that's a great question from Indiana. Are you
yes,
a farmer?
It is.
No, I grew up on a farm.
Okay.
56 pounds.
That's awesome, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Sorry we got to rush off. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, my friend.
And don't ever complain about a farmer with your mouth full.
Right? Absolutely. We're grateful for our farmers. And truckers that get us to get the food
yeah.
to
hey,
us.
We better give our answers.
All right. What sporting event is held every Memorial Day?
Indy 500.
Indy 500. I'm done.
Nice. How often do your taste buds regenerate? 10 days, 30 days, 90
I'd
days?
I'd say 10 days.
10.
And then what was the name of Rhett and Scarlett's daughter in Gone with the Wind?
I don't know.
Bonnie.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, their little boy's name was Clyde.
Clyde.
That's a whole nother story.
All right, the fourth largest state after Alaska, Texas, and California?
I'm going to say Ohio.
Wyoming.
Montana.
I was going to say Montana.
Forgot Montana.
Montana. Don't forget Montana, man.
I forgot it.
That's
Sorry.
Right.
Your life will go sideways.
Sorry, folks.
Three golfers who won the Masters tournament four times or more.
Arnold Palmer, Tiger.
And Joe DiMaggio.
Jack Nicklaus. Arnold Palmer, 4. Tiger Woods, 5. And the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, won it 6 times.